Record-breaking temperatures continue in the valley today and for at least the next couple of days. Many of us are fortunate enough to be in air-conditioned offices and studios, protected from the sizzling sun and harmful heat. But for those who don't have that option, communities around the valley are offering cooling stations. Ryan Balch is Deputy Human Services Director for the City of Phoenix, and she's with me. So, Ryan, what is a cooling station?
A cooling station is, you know, basically a building that you can get cool in. So we've partnered with people around the valley. So we make many of our City of Phoenix public facilities available for anyone to come in and get cool. And how we do that basically is through air conditioning, just sitting down, cooling off, having a glass of water. So we use public facilities, and then we also have organizations and, you know, human service providers around the valley that ante up as well. So maybe it's a lobby of a hospital, or we have many churches, places of worship will open up their areas and people can come get cool during the day, or the Salvation Army, or just a variety of businesses and centers around the valley open their doors during the day to let people come in and cool off.
Can someone stay within reason as long as he or she needs?
Yes, it totally is okay. Of course, we have to work within the limitations of, you know, the hours of the business. So, you know, maybe at one of our City of Phoenix Family Service Centers, for instance, you know, we're open from 8 to 5. So those are the hours that someone can come in. But if you need to stay for a couple hours, as long as you're doing your own thing and you look well, that's good. If you don't, we're going to, you know, try to get you some help. But yeah, we don't really have a limit. We want people to do what they need to do.
Now, in 2014, I guess a study was done of the cooling centers in Maricopa County to assess the facilities, the visitor characteristics. How important is that as far as knowing a little bit more about who needs it and when they might need it?
You know, I think it is important, and I think that's great work that's being done. As a city, we're concerned about that, making sure that there's coverage. One of the things that we're doing this year and that we started just a couple of years ago, we have volunteers from faith-based organizations and other organizations that are really traveling around the valley to look at exactly that. Are there areas where we need to reach out to people? Maybe there's not a cooling station nearby or near transportation. So those things are important. And we're always looking for more businesses or anyone who's willing to, you know, open up their place of business as a cooling center. We always need more locations.
Ryan, are there more portable ways to help people stay cool, either with water or something else?
Some people might not want to come into a public building or a business that they don't know to get cool, and we still want to make sure water are available to them. So in extreme conditions, like we're going to see, providers like the Salvation Army and Phoenix Rescue Mission and Community Bridges, they take vans out all over the valley, and they're looking for people who are suffering from some kind of heat stress out and about, and they bring water to them. And then they talk to them about the dangers of heat and just see how they are. They're checking in on them, let them know where resources are available, and see if there's anything else that they can do for them.
Ryan Balch is Deputy Human Services Director for the City of Phoenix. We've been talking about cooling stations.